Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm back. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. Sometimes I'm not completely here. Most of the time I'm here. Sometimes it's only by degree. But always having a good time. Always happy to talk to my heroes, small business owners, because you guys are out there working without a net. You're doing a high wire act without a net, and I know how that is because I'm right there with you. And we're in this together. And so we have to do what we can to help each other out, don't we? And one of the guys who knows all about that is our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is the chief home officer. He's one of the top home-based and teleworking experts on the planet. He's the author of Home Office Know-How, also one of the most important books I think any home office business owner can have is Safe at Home, Seven Keys to Home Office Security, and also Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's also a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, and he's our good friend. Oh, by the way, he's also the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. The SBA gave him that national award. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, and I'm also just hovering between the high wire and the net. So I'm one of those. Some of us walk the high wire, some of us already fallen, and we're just like sort of hovering in mid space.
Isn't it so true though? I mean, isn't that a wonderful metaphor for what we do in small business? You know, you see the guy up there on the wire. There's no, there actually is no net. Think you're hovering, but
if they're professionals, there's no net.
Exactly. We don't have a net, and you know, you see the guys up there, and they've got that long pole with them, or maybe not. Maybe they don't have a pole, a balancing pole. Maybe that comes later when they get a little critical mass. But you've seen the times when they're almost ready to fall, and the wire goes back and forth, and they bend over, and they, you know, rocking their arms, and it's all this gyrations to try to right themselves, to try to get some balance back in their act, and sometimes, you know, small business owners go through those kinds of things, don't they?
It's a constant balancing act. It is, and that's, you know, it's an ideal metaphor. And you know what? It's one of those things that if you ever feel that the high wire is you've stepped off it and everything is peachy, just know that there's another high wire down the road. If you're a true small business, and that's true for almost any business. I mean, you know, we all know people who seem to have the Midas touch and have not a worry in the world, and their businesses, you know, just cruise along on cruise control and seem to be doing very well. And not me, mind you, or not my business, but you know what? It's cyclical. As much as I know that during downtimes, there will be some austerity programs that have to be put in place in the Zabar home and home office, I know there will be times that it'll pick back up. And the key is trying to keep the highs and the lows a little bit closer together. The highs are beautiful to have highs, but they sort of balance out the lows, but just to keep an even keel in the business.
You know, Jeffrey, one of the things that helps to keep that even keel is to do a little housekeeping. And one of the things that I talked about earlier in the previous month was what I call spring cleaning in December, and I talked about doing all the things that you need to do to get ready for the first of the year. And but now that it is, you know, the early part of the new year, there are other things that need to be checked, different things, and I know that you've been talking about this lately, some things that we all need to be focusing on to make sure that the new year is not only functioning but also accurate.
Funny thing, I was surfing my website recently at chiefhomeofficer.com, and I'm just looking for content, posting some new content, working on the blog, whatever, and I look down at the bottom, and lo and behold, the copyright message, the copyright line at the bottom says, you know, the most recent date was 2006. Mm-hmm. So it means I've got to go back in, and I do my website. I don't do it myself. I use an application service provider, a web-based service provider, ASP, to host my website. So I go back in, and I have control to change that line on my website. And nothing is more unnerving when you're looking for some research or you're looking for something online and you go to a website and they say, wow, this is perfect. This seems up to date. This seems, you know, really, you know, on the here and now information. Look at the bottom and it says, you know, copyright 2003. Like, oh,
which,
my.
Of course, yeah, you're right. Now, if it goes back that far, that really is suspect. Of course,
right.
Of course, if it's possible that the content could be up to date, and
right.
they just haven't updated their bottom line, the bottom line copyright aligned. But what you have to think about, and I know that's what you were saying, is if it goes back that far, if they've missed it a couple of years, it makes you wonder about how serious they are about being part of cyberspace, part of the online marketplace.
Well, I mean, I go through that all the time. I mean, I you know, updated my copyright very quickly, but, you know, a blog, for example, and I know you have a podcast, and we all sort of have blogs and content that we post, but my blog is dated. You know, blogs are supposed to be twice a week, maybe more, maybe a little mm-hmm. bit less, whatever. But you know what? As John Lennon said, life is what happens when you're in the middle of making plans. You know, and so blogs are one of those things that, you know, the website's fresh, and I believe that anyone who goes to the website and looks for any information related to home office or telework, for the most part, will find what they're looking for, regardless of whether the blog is dated from December or January or whatever the case may be. But it is part of spring cleaning and house cleaning. You know, spring cleaning in December or maybe January, as just to keep your content fresh, if on your website as well as in other areas too.
What are some other things that we need to be thinking about? One thing that I was thinking about, Jeffrey, is there are regulatory and tax issues that probably we should get our calendar down and make sure those get done. For example, in a lot of states, if you're incorporated, there's a franchise tax or some kind of a contact that you have to make with your state organization, the state who manages the state organization that manages corporations,
right?
And you have to you know, fill out a form, you have to get back with them, and you know, and many states have that, and you have to send them $75 franchise fee or something like that, whatever it may be in your particular state. But a lot of times, you know, people don't think about that. They don't remember to do that. And it's one of the things that banks check on
right.
before it's part of their creditworthiness check to make sure that you are a viable business. It actually happened to me years ago. A bank said, did you realize you haven't paid your franchise tax this year? I was a couple months behind, you know. And they don't send you a notice, by the way, folks. That's one of the things to check on. This is just a little bit of New Year house cleaning. And we've got a few more of these to talk to you about, to remind you about when we come back after these messages. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He is the Chief Home Officer. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, you can get in, and you can use our stuff to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there as well. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Jeffrey, you have a website as well.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And the books, they can find the books there too, can't they?
They find all the books. They have content. There's adaptations. There's a lot of articles and a lot of concepts from the books that are even available on the site. So they'll find pretty much anybody will find what they're looking for to set up an effective home office, telework program, remote officing, whatever the case may be.
You know, another good thing, I don't know if you've thought about this, Jeffrey, that I think is a good time to do. I think now is a good time to clean up your email client and your inbox and your outbox and all that sort of thing. Are you pretty diligent about making sure that you don't have a lot of mail in your inbox, like thousands of things in your inbox?
I'm looking at Outlook right now. I have 283 items in Outlook right
now. Pretty good. That's pretty darn good.
Now, that's also that I have – it's funny. I do a lot of public speaking on marketing, on small business management. One of the things I did about a year ago is I did a presentation to public relations professionals here in South Florida, and I took a screenshot of my Outlook inbox, you know, my Outlook screen, and showed them what it looked like. And you'd be amazed not only at how many people still use sort of AOL or whatever, or
right.
Hotmail as their email, and you know how terrible that looks in an outbound
mm-hmm.
email, but more to the point, they don't use folders. So
right.
everything stays in the inbox. I mean, they will have thousands of messages in the inbox. I'm like, there's a reason that it allows you. Even AOL, their client, allows you to set up folders. So I'm looking at 283 messages in my inbox, but I probably have 70 or 90, probably even more than that. I've not counted lately, folders, under
yeah.
personal folders.
Well,
so
you've really done a good job of that. And I don't have my inbox that small. In fact, I need to go through mine right now and work on it a little bit. But the folder thing is, when I discovered folders years ago, that's the handiest thing in the world, especially for a pack rat like me.
Right.
Jeff, because, see, I am one of these guys who thinks that I may need that one day. And
yeah,
so,
exactly.
And so I don't throw it away, especially if it's an address or a phone number or something like that. When I go through it, I'll stick it in somebody's folder. And it might just be, Jeffrey, it might just be a folder that says inbox second half 2006.
Right. Well, and I have that.
Yeah.
I have a to be, because they're alpha, I made it A- to be read. Which I took it out of my inbox because I didn't want it cluttering the inbox. But I know that the A hyphen two, A, only I put A there because I wanted it to be first.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I put them there is I know I won't forget them. I know I've got to go back and read that stuff, but I don't want them cluttering the inbox. And I think what's important is that now many of us, and probably you included, use Outlook or whatever our email client is, whether it's Mozilla,
I use Eudora
or whatever, use it as a tickler as well, using the inbox as a tickler.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get something I need to deal with, an email that has come in, I'll leave it there. If I get an email that I left there because I know it has to be dealt with, but now it's 3 weeks old, so it's kind
mm-hmm.
of buried, I'll forward it to myself, so it comes
mm-hmm.
back up to the top of the list.
That's a good trick. But I'll tell you, folks, if you aren't using folders already, this is a great way to do a little first of the year housekeeping. Is establish a folder, an email folder for every one of your customers.
Right.
Establish a folder for your employees. If you get email from employees from any kind of legal issue that comes in or whatever, have a folder for a quarter, for the fourth quarter of 06 and the first quarter of 07 or whatever. You know, have a different one, and then it's the easiest thing in the world to highlight those and transfer them over there.
Right. Just to give people a heads up, you highlight whatever. So for example, I have clients, the Sun Sentinel, as you mentioned, is one of my clients. The Sun Sentinel doesn't just have one folder. It has a folder for corporate, you know, sort of
different
my interactions
topics.
With them
mm-hmm.
on a business level, as well as my writing for them, my columns.
Mm-hmm.
I have two different columns, and those even have subfolders. So you just highlight that if it's in under sort of your personal folders, you highlight that, or if you already have a folder and want to subcategorize a larger client by project, just highlight that folder, click on File, click on Folder, and then New Folder. And then up will pop in a box where you can just type in the name, not unlike Windows Explorer when you're trying to create a new folder in Windows Explorer, which is what people should be doing there as well.
And see, mine goes back to, you know, several years. And if somebody walks into my office and said, remember that guy we met in 2003 at so-and-so, and I'll say, yeah. They will. How do we have his number? And I'll say, well, let me see. I think I have an email from him. And I can go back and find that email in that file from years ago.
Right.
Very handy.
Right.
Very handy way to and so folks, do a little spring cleaning in your email. It's a good idea. And you know, Jeffrey, I need to take a little bit of my own advice. I'm a little bit behind the curve on email. Folks, just being honest with you, I'm human just like you. I'm working that high wire act just like you are. Hey Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always great being with you, Jim.
We'll see
thanks
you next time.
Me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, that's chiefhomeofficer.com. Quick break. Right back with a new friend, Maria Coyne with KeyBank. Stay with us.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.